KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, some light fog. There is some fog that's moving across the listing area this morning. The National Weather Service has put out a patchy dense fog advisory for Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, and Adair counties. In our listing area, visibilities may change rapidly, so be prepared for those conditions. And if you encounter thick fog, slow down, use your low-beam headlights, and give yourself a little extra time to reach your destination safely. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Cass County Conservation Board invites you to the fourth biennial Lighted Halloween Campground tonight at Cold Springs State Park in Lewis. The non-scary, family-friendly event takes place from 7 until 9 p.m. Enjoy refreshments, s'mores, and a bonfire at the shelter, and you can vote for your favorite site. The prizes are donated by the event sponsor, Capel's Ace Hardware. And if the event there's any rain, it will be canceled. But for now, looks like the weather should hold out. There's just a slight chance of rain. Officers with the Council Bluffs Police Department Thursday arrested a man wanted on an outstanding warrant for first-degree robbery. 44-year-old Strozier Darnell Moore of Council Bluffs was arrested in connection with an incident that occurred early morning hours of October 26th, during which Moore allegedly robbed 34-year-old Adam Ford of Council Bluffs while the men were inside Moore's residence in the 800 block of 2nd Avenue. During the incident, Moore repeatedly threatened Ford with a firearm and assaulted him by striking Ford several times, while at the same time taking personal items from Ford. Wednesday afternoon, a search warrant was executed at Moore's apartment, during which Ford's property was recovered by police. The Atlantic Police Department reports the APD, in conjunction with the Atlantic Fire Department, Cass County Sheriff's Office, Cass County Emergency Management Agency, Atlantic Medevac, and the Iowa State Patrol, will be conducting an active intruder drill next Friday, November the 4th, at the Atlantic High School. Officials stress that there are currently no known threats of violence to any schools or facilities within the area, and this is strictly a drill. The drill will begin shortly after 10 a.m. Friday and will include an alert from the principal's office notifying everyone in the building of the danger zone. And those affected in the danger zone will be practicing lockdown and barricade and discussing alternate exits from the classroom. The principal will continue to inform everyone of the changes to the danger zone. Counter, which was taught in previous lessons, will not be practiced in this first drill. Classrooms not in the danger zone will practice the preferred response, evacuation. To ensure participant safety, certain intersections and roads surrounding the Atlantic High School, especially the area of East 14th Street, will be temporarily blocked off and inaccessible next Friday. The closures include eastbound traffic on 14th Street from Olive Street, 14th and Roosevelt Streets, 14th and Lincoln, 14th and Mulberry, 14th and Cherry, 14th and Plum, and westbound traffic on 14th Street from Redwood Drive. If you have any questions about that November 4th active intruder drill at the Atlantic High School, you can contact High School Principal Heather McKay, Assistant Principal Matt Alexander, or Atlantic Police Lieutenant Dave Erickson. Officials of the Cass County Health System say enrollment for Healthcare Marketplace Exchange consumers will open on November 1st, and help is available through the regional ACA or Affordable Care Act navigators. ACA navigators work one-on-one with individuals to complete enrollment, weigh options, and answer questions on marketplace plans and Medicaid. Abby Stengel, CCHS Chief Financial Officer, says they're happy to host the navigators at CCHS, and they encourage customers to make an appointment as soon as possible. All prior year enrollees are strongly encouraged to meet with the ACA navigator to update information and review new plans available on the healthcare.gov website. December 15th is the last day to enroll for coverage that begins on January 1st, and January 31st is the final day to sign up for 2017 coverage. All meetings with the navigators are by appointment only, and they are private. Consumers are asked to bring important information with them, such as addresses, Social Security numbers, income information, and policy numbers for any current health insurance plans for all members of your household. And if you have an existing account in the marketplace, bring your login information for access during your appointment. The private appointments will be held at the Cass County Health System Conference Room Number 6, which is easily accessible from the Emergency Department entrance by parking lot C. For more information or to make an appointment, call Melissa Namani at 712-250-8111 or Val Gifford at 712-250-8047. The list of available appointment times and the dates are on this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And additional dates and times can be arranged by appointment as well. Elsewhere in state news, Des Moines police have charged a woman with election misconduct after officials reported she voted twice. Des Moines Police Sergeant Paul Parizic says officers charged 55-year-old Terry Rote with first-degree election misconduct Thursday after being notified by election officials that she had submitted two absentee ballots. She was booked into the Polk County Jail and later released after posting bond. Polk County Attorney John Sarcone said it's one of the few examples he's seen of alleged voter fraud in his more than 25 years as a prosecutor. A preliminary hearing for Rote is set for November 7th. Rote, by the way, is registered as a Republican. The FBI's review of a new batch of emails that could be connected to its closed investigation of email sent through Hillary Clinton's private server rippled through the presidential race on Friday, just as Clinton and Donald Trump campaigned in Iowa.
The investigation is the biggest political scandal since Watergate, and it's everybody's hope that justice at last can be delivered.
Donald Trump supporters began gathering in Cedar Rapids in the late afternoon. When Trump arrived just after 8:30 and started talking about Clinton, the crowd roared with its "lock her up" chant. The FBI discovered the emails and their new sexting investigation of Anthony Weiner, the estranged husband of Clinton's closest aide. In 2011, Weiner was forced to resign from Congress over a previous round of sexting.
As you know, I've had plenty of words about the FBI lately, but I give them great credit for having the courage to right this horrible wrong. Justice will prevail.
Clinton spoke to the national media before she left Iowa early Friday evening. She called on the FBI to release the full and complete facts immediately and told reporters she's confident the FBI's conclusion this summer that no one would be charged will not change. Earlier in the day, Clinton addressed crowds in Cedar Rapids and Des Moines, billed as Women Win events.
We've got to keep our foot on the gas. Donald Trump says he can still win, and he's right. It's true. You know, this has been such an unusual election. I don't take anything, any place, or anyone for granted. I'm going to work as hard as I can all the way until the end, all the way until the close of voting.
During her remarks in a high school gym in Des Moines, Clinton mentioned the student at the school who's in critical condition at a hospital.
My heart goes out to your Jang, the 14-year-old Roosevelt High School student who was shot in broad daylight driving in a car with his sister. My thoughts and prayers are with his family, his friends, his classmates, and his community, but thoughts and prayers alone are not enough.
Clinton repeated her call for comprehensive background checks for gun purchasers and other proposals she said had broad support from the American public. And while many Iowans plan to don a Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton mask at this weekend's costume parties, those aren't the most popular disguises at one of the state's biggest costume stores. Kathy Harkrader at the theatrical shop in West Des Moines says a cloaked crusader is this Halloween's super seller.
You know who takes the top slot, and he's done it for several years now, is Batman himself.
Harkrader says Superman, Spider-Man, and Wonder Woman costumes are also moving quickly this season, as are several of the Star Wars characters.
There's been so many superhero movies out, and that normally sets the trends for costumes, for what's popular for adults and kids both.
For trick-or-treaters who want to make a political statement, the store is selling plenty of rubber masks that resemble the two main party presidential candidates, but one of them is edging ahead, at least in terms of sales.
We have lots of customers coming in looking for the masks or the wigs or Donald Trump's hat, the red-billed hat. And by our standards here, just by looking at the merchandise, Hillary is ahead.
Harkrader said other Halloween favorites this year are more traditional, including Dracula, Frankenstein, and witches. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.